Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. So, as I mentioned, I am trying to make sure that you all have the best equipment possible to go into 2021. And so I'm planning on doing the G's Power Hour 2021 game plan. But, you know, it can't all be done in one show. So during the course of this month, we're going to have various professionals come back on the show or new ones come on the show to kind of help you get started. So today, buckle up, because we're going to talk about your 2021 G's Power Hour career game plan, and we have brought back on career counselor Chad Brown. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you so much. So let's just get going. 2020 has been a topsy-turvy year, and I don't think any amount of preparation could have made us ready for what happened this year. But there's some basics, I'm sure, of a career game plan that everybody needs to know, no matter what age. And then some things need to be broken down in terms of where you are on your career path. So let's get started with the basics. What do we need to know?
Sure. Yeah. No. And I really like the way you introduced that. You're right that, you know, 2020 is, you know, been such a crazy year for so many people, you know, personally, as well as businesses and government. Everything's been kind of wild and topsy turvy, like you said. So I think one of the elements I'll kind of introduce early here in our conversation, and then maybe I'll make sure by the time we're done, I'll share some specific tools and websites and things people might want to use. But, you know, as a career counselor in private practice, you know, one of the things I'm always mindful of at the beginning of my work with a client is to resist or maybe balance the urge to find what you might hear, you know, this is the hot job, this is the highest paying, this is what's, you know, you'll see websites that kind of promote this. And those are okay opportunities as long as they're aligned with yourself, right? Aligned with, when I say that, I kind of speak a lot with clients about alignment with all different aspects of yourself, right? Your personality, your values, your interests. What do I like to do, as well as aptitude? What am I good at? Because you can learn how to be good at something if you really are interested in it, you know, different things like that. And then also, you know, speaking to a point that you introduced is the idea of career development. So part of coming, you know, down to the reality of each person is seeing, you know, what is uniquely affecting everybody, right? Because I understand if you just need to get a job, you know, to get some security, pay the bills, and then we move on to a career, you know, that builds off of that, that's absolutely fine. But we also want to be mindful as we make that game plan of, you know, taking a breath, taking a moment, you know, whether it's with yourself or, you know, it sounds like the programming you're going to offer, you know, all your listeners, and really kind of structuring this idea of what do I want to accomplish and how do I want to accomplish that?
So now, I want to address the romantic side of the career idea, and that is sometimes people are saying, well, you know, I just want to follow my passion, you know, or follow my calling or whatever it is. And does that is that solidity in that, and does that work for everybody?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's so complicated, right? Because sometimes we hear on one side of the spectrum, you know, money doesn't make you happy. It's not just about the financial part. But then perhaps on the other side is, you know, just do what you love and hope you'll get paid, you know, and that may not be the wisest strategy either. So, you know, I guess my answer is, you know, again, it depends on the unique situation of each individual, right? And I'd also include, you know, if you have people relying on you, right? If you have a partner, if you have family, you know, we need to keep those people in mind, perhaps. But, you know, to your point, it's interesting, right? Because I think there's so many ways we could look at it. We could look at it as career development. That's my job. I go to work and on my name badge or on my job description, you know, that is exactly what I do. Then there's some other options here, right? Some options we see a lot, I think, nowadays of it could be a hobby, something that you just do in your own time. But also this third option that's kind of complicated, and it depends on the person and what you're looking at. But, you know, the idea of taking kind of a part-time or, you know, they call this you know, the gig economy, you know, gigs. So people kind of, it's not my job, but I just do a quick little job over here a little bit sometimes. And I really love that stuff, but maybe it's not enough to sustain, you know, it's not a whole business model and a full-time operation. So, you know, so I think to your question, it can kind of be looked at as what you do and how you do it. And then I'd also offer one other idea that I always talk about a lot with clients is there's the concept of what you do, but let's also make sure we keep in mind where we do it and who we do it for. Because perhaps what you'll see a lot is if you're very interested in something, perhaps you go to work and do something that you learned about and you're really great at. But, you know, depending on where we do it and what kind of customers you're serving, and by the way, that could be consumers like us. It also could be business to business. But, you know, that oftentimes is an interesting component of maybe if I worked a professional role serving an industry or serving a company that I find really, you know, fascinating, you know, how do I put all that together with the personal and the professional?
I know one of the things that you mentioned a few minutes ago is, you know, people going after the it job because it's supposed to be the best paying one or the most popular one or whatever the case may be, and the dangers you run into that. So let's say you decide not to follow the trend. You decide not to follow the crowd. You decide you're going to find the niche job. And there's some risk involved with that as well. Too. I mean, you have to make sure that it kind of fulfills a need or desire for the community or the consumer at large, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, when I work with clients, that's something that, you know, we don't want anybody to work a job that they don't like. And the way I always approach that is I say, you know, the effects that a job has on your mental, physical and spiritual health, right? Because jobs can make, you know, that's what I love about what I do, because career counseling is just so fascinating to me because, you know, your job not only pays you, but, you know, it can make you feel so great and be on cloud nine and love what you do, but also jobs can really, you know, negatively impact those areas I just talked about as well. So to your point, and to directly answer your question, you know, that is something I talk a lot about when people are considering a career change or even entrepreneurship is depending on risk, depending on life situation, you know, it is a balance of not talking somebody out of doing those things, but calculating the risk. And perhaps, you know, especially a lot of clients I have, you know, will assess how bad is the current situation? You know, how bad is your current job or how bad is it that we don't have a job right now? And then we'll figure out, you know, what does that mean for the amount of time, you know, we can game plan, like we said, right? And we can look at different options and explore. And if we have to, another kind of larger area of this, and maybe something if we want to talk about later today, you know, is there going to be a need to transition my, what I'll always call branding? So resume is part of your brand, writing it on a piece of paper, but I'm also very much an advocate for, you know, you want to own this, right? You want to live it and communicate it to people, you know, and so if that is in line with what you've always done, that's fairly easy. If it's what you've always done, but a different kind of setting and different kind of people, that's similar. And then if there is a total redefinition, that's still okay. We just have to try to take some of those skills, right, and translate them to not only the people that are going to hire you, but also the people that you interact with and make sure they understand how you can help them.
So right now, it seems to be a battle for fewer jobs. I know some jobs are coming back, but still. Because not only do you have people that are experienced, you have the people that have gone to college and done whatever internships or whatever, and they're battling for jobs too because they're not trying to go back home to, you know, to mom and dad if they don't have to. So how do we deal with that? And especially also without discriminating. And the reason I say that, because there's a you know, problem with age discrimination in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. It's and that's part of the struggles of the time is, you know, the scarcity and looking for the jobs. And, you know, I think this is also one of those really complicated discussions because we really need to look at, you know, probably industries, right? Because certain industries, you know, of course, they did terribly and tons of layoffs during this time, but there's also other industries, you know, video conferencing services, other, you know, complementary things, a lot of places that, you know, actually took advantage, you know, economically, you know, not in a moral way or ethical way, you know, of the situation. And, you know, why I mention that again is because that depends on your game plan, right, and your goals. And so if I'm going for something that was hit particularly hard, and that there's lots of people of all different ages, I mean, and not just age, but just diversity, all different backgrounds and people trying to work in this field. You know, I think two of the biggest factors to consider here, back to the unique timeline and situation of each person, I think that's probably, and I know, because that's a lot of what I'm talking to my clients right now about is, you know, how do we navigate the day-to-day? How do we handle, you know, job versus career? Do we make a change right now? And then, I do believe we are going to see some light at the end of the tunnel here, you know, maybe starting in March, you know, or April, you know, we'll start to see some hiring coming back in some of those industries that got hit the absolute hardest. Probably, you know, I'm not a medical professional, but I think that probably has a lot to do with vaccines. You know, when we can really open up certain businesses and everything and travel industries and things like that. And then I think the other part of this, though, that it's important, and I'm very confident is going to continue, regardless of anything next year, is video, you know, conferencing, right, and having technology integrated into your work. So to tie this together, you know, that is something that I would say, and that I've worked with some clients recently. You know, if you're, and not even just age, but I mean, I guess I would just say technical proficiency, you know, how comfortable you feel with using technology, you know, because there might be young people or even mid-aged people and things like that that aren't comfortable with it. But I believe as much as your degree and as much as specific things to your job, you know, it's going to be very important right now and in the future to show that, you know, I can work remotely. I can, and two things, technically I can do this, but also responsibility. You know, a lot of companies, you know, that was their biggest headaches during this time was we have the technology. Honestly, I think the technology's been around for maybe a decade before this ever happened. But, you know, how do we implement it in a responsible way where we can trust our employees and they can work this way? So, again, situational. It's going to depend on industry and what level of career you're at and things like that. But, you know, I think in addition to just increasing skills specific to your job, of course, you know, general technology skills are so important and I think are, you know, and important for being competitive when you look at certain jobs. And not that you have to be an expert again, but just to show, you know, I could manage my work from home, you know, a couple days a week and do this, and I could jump on a video conference. I know how to do that kind of thing.
So now also there has been this school of thought by some people is like, well, maybe I can just go out and try to, and this might be a good time to go ahead and start my own business. And we do try to support small businesses, but I tell you, my concern is that you have a lot of small businesses out there doing the same thing, and they're not going to be as successful, you know, and maybe some of these small business people need to look at forming partnerships so they're not competing so much against each other. Can you talk a little bit about, I guess, you know, who should consider starting a business? Because not everybody's, also not everybody's cut out for a small business, to manage a small business.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, this is where I'll introduce one formal tool that I use a lot. It's called Strategizer. They came up with something called the Business Model Canvas. But if you search for Strategizer, Strategyzer, but if you come close in Google, you should probably find them. And what they do is they have a lot of free tools and resources you can use where you can put your ideas on kind of what they call a business model canvas. And what I love about their idea is that it's not a formal business plan, because a lot of research has shown the old days of writing a big plan and, you know, and it being so rigid and stuck in time is really not that effective, because we're, I mean, 2020 happened, you know, other things happened, technology. So we need to have a model that we kind of have some flexibility in. And what you'll see when you look at that is it breaks down your possible business into the typical things. What do you do? How much might you sell them for? How much do you spend, you know, on certain things? But it also does a really effective job of exploring, you know, who are your customers? What kind of customers? What differentiates one person from another? And why would they find value in what you're offering? You know, and different kinds of ways to look at that. So it's a really nice way to collect your thoughts and, again, the game plan, and to kind of think about it before you start to invest too much, you know, in the process. And then the only other element I'll add to that is, you know, I think this entrepreneurship, starting your own business thing, again, it's so unique because you could take some of that risk out of the equation by starting a little slow and scaling up, you know, especially in the, in, as I mentioned before, you know, some of the biggest things that really hurt small businesses, and even myself when I started, you know, are going and I got to get a big office, or I got to rent an office 7 days a week. You know, there are other kind of overhead and just things that you see on your bill every month and you go, oh, geez, you know, how do I pay for that? So finding all those things that you don't really need when you start, you know, and kind of being as lean as possible, that's another big I forget the author, but there's a whole big book on that, the lean startup, on how to be lean and, you know, and not spend a ton of money on things you don't need, and just, you know, get a good model game plan started. And then also, final thing I'll say is we don't know the answers until you interact with the market, right? Until you test, until you try this a little bit. And then, and that's where, again, I like that it's a plan, a model, and not a formal plan that we always have to follow, because, you know, that is, any good business does that, you know, redefines themselves, learns from the environment, kind of what's happening, you know, while also managing financially to make sure they don't go out of business, like we said.
So what's a good timeline to tell, whether it's in an already established job or it's a business that you're starting, what's a good timeline to look at to see whether or not this, yes, this is really for me. This is, you know, I'm good at this, or I can be good at it. I do like it versus, you know, this isn't working, or maybe this isn't the right career. Is there a particular timeline, an estimated timeline?
You know, not to be difficult today and keep saying it's unique, it depends, but, you know, I really think that point is so important, right? Because it depends on a couple of things. I can make some clear examples that would affect somebody's timeline. The first being, if you're going into something that is very similar to what you've always done, or you're going to go work for, you know, if it's career progression, you know, that's probably pretty, you know, short-term, immediate. You know, we can start making some moves and head that direction. If the other option, as I said, if we want to redefine, if we want to go into some other areas, you could just put your head down and march in there and throw out your resume and see how you do, or open your business and see how you do. But I do think that concept there needs a little bit more time, right? You want to really explore where you're heading, make sure you understand what's going on over there, and then also understand how do I fit in when I head that direction, right? And start to modify that a bit. The other factor that, again, you know, I just want to put out there is the unique timeline for people, of course, also being family, financial, you know, because it's funny, one of the first documents I ask people to fill out, you know, is a document with lots of questions on it, but one of them has a timeline that I sort of ask, and we look at, and this might also answer your question, the way I break this down is, let's look at immediate, short-term, and long-term goals, right? Because maybe the immediate helps us figure out what we need to go do right now, and that's the priority number one. But also, let's look ahead a bit. Let's look at the long term. Let's look at the end of the row where we really wish we could eventually end up, because then we might want to reverse engineer that, right? We might want to look at that and say, okay, how do I get there? Or if it's more of a traditional job situation, you know, let's look at some job descriptions from people that are at a, you know, higher level than you are, and we'll see what they're kind of asking for. You know, is it years of experience? Is there a credential, some kind of special certification? You know, or is it more just undefined and, you know, and we just sort of have to go try to get the experience and get there. But, you know, again, I know I'm giving you a lot of, it depends answers here, but, you know, it really does depend on, you know, if somebody, I mean, and here's the easy example I'll give you when I kind of, I mean, if somebody is won the Powerball or somebody in their family won the lottery and, you know, they're just exploring if they want to go get a job and they're thinking about it, versus the other end of the spectrum, you know, I'm about to go homeless, you know, my lights, you know, I had to get assistance to get food last month, you know, I mean, these kinds of things, right? So that's a struggle that I deal with as a career counseling practitioner is, you know, we want to help people find the perfect job, the job they would love, but we also need to make sure that it fits within, you know, reality and terms that are important to their life.
So we're talking about the 2021 career game plan on G's Power Hour. The number is 516-387-1944. We have a few minutes with Chad if you would like to ask him some questions. Again, 516-387-1944. Okay, so lay out 2021 for us, Chad. How do we maneuver through 2021 career-wise?
Sure. Yeah, you know, and again, of course, depending on what your goals are and how you do it, but, you know, I think I would offer, I do believe that, you know, as there's obviously so much connection to COVID and everything that's been happening and the quarantine, you know, with the economy and jobs. So, again, some light at the end of the tunnel, not sure exactly how close it is, but I know we're heading there. I know every day we're getting closer than we were last year, definitely, you know, or in 2020. So I do believe that's going to help just from a general standpoint of hiring and things like that. As I mentioned before, I think it really starts from fundamentally right now, you know, and going into the new year of, you know, what do I want to accomplish? Where do I want to go? And why that's important, by the way, and what something I do a lot with people is, are we ready to head right there? Because that will affect your timeline. Or what a lot of people sometimes might need is, I've been doing this for a long time. Or I haven't been looking at this over here for a long time. So maybe we need to spend a little bit of time actually, you know, assessing the situation, understanding it, you know, updating ourselves with the industry before you just proceed and start sending out tons of resumes and, you know, just trying to kind of force the issue immediately. One other thing I want to make sure I mention today is one other tool that I use all the time with clients, and I think I might have mentioned this when I came on with Cam. And if you Google job scan, you should be able to find it. I think it's jobscan.co. It's kind of a weird end of the website, but job scan. And what they do, it's so important for people to know about, is the majority of Fortune 500 companies nowadays scan your resume for keywords. They call it applicant tracking systems, ATS. And what job scan lets you do is take your resume and take a job description that you might be interested in and to see how you're performing. So why that's very important, just real quick, is A, if you're trying to go into a whole new industry, you're probably not going to perform very well initially, right? We need to translate some of those skills and make sure we're speaking their language. The other part that is very frustrating for everybody with resumes and these systems is that, you know, you need to be mindful of things like, you know, synonyms. If you had a thesaurus next to you, some of these systems aren't that smart, unfortunately. So if you have one word that is in their job description, but you're saying a different word, and they both basically mean the exact same thing, you're not going to get credit for that. And you might get, you know, and you might not get enough credit where a real person will ever look at your resume. The final thing about that that's also a little tricky is the tense of when you did something. So from a grammatical standpoint, you should have all your previous things you've done as, you know, past tense. I organized, I managed. But you need to be mindful, again, because these systems aren't that smart sometimes. And so when you do the job scan, you go to their website, you should be able to see this. It'll be very clear. You know, you have to be understanding what the words are that the company is looking for, and then also, you know, exactly how close you are coming to them. So not that you have to write your resume every single time from the ground up to fit every job description, but if you fall into some general brands, like I said before, you know, you have marketing, for example, I don't know, you know, and you could just, you know, there's words about that are probably going to come through in most job descriptions. But it's a very important thing to be aware of because, yeah, I say not until I started doing this, you know, years ago. Yeah, I think I went through this myself, sending out resumes before, after I got a degree in the past and tried to get a job and I couldn't. And I've worked with other people, and now I see this, that, you know, this is really why it often does happen. It's not that, you know, you weren't qualified or they didn't want you, but sometimes it is the technology getting in the way, you know, and sorting those out that then go on to the real human resources person that would review them. So yeah, check out JobScan, and then also that Strategizer was the other one for business modeling and thinking about your own business.
And I found those and some others and posted them on the G's Power Hour page. So thank you for those. Really appreciate it. So now let me ask you this. Sometimes you can get caught in a trap. And that was kind of for me when I first got into the job market from college, I got caught into a trap. And the reason I say this is because when I was in high school, I took up typing. I took up shorthand. I took up I was in Future Business Leaders of America. Which was great because all of those skills, when I left high school and went to college and got a college job, instead of working in cafeteria, I was able to get office jobs, which was great, and that gave me more experience. My problem was when I got out of college and went to look for a job in the field that I wanted to be in, my resume kept saying that I wanted to be a secretary, where I kept saying, no, I want to go into journalism, okay? Mm-hmm. So I actually did take, like, I think my last $100 or whatever to go to a professional resume service to get my resume tweaked so it could kind of take me out of that, you know, that lock, that, you know, being tied up with that. Is it a good investment to take your resume to the resume service? And how do you tell what's a good resume service?
Oh, boy. That's a big question. So here's what I'll say. Here's my and I have a very unique view on this because I am a career counselor who does resume writing. In my opinion, and so I want everybody to know that because I'm probably going to say some things now that some resume writers might disagree with. But I have a lot of concern with pure resume writers that charge lots of money, because you'll see a lot of them that, man, they charge tons of money sometimes, and they don't really talk to you a whole lot. And here's where you'll know you don't have a good resume writer. They don't know what job you're applying for, because just like I told you, you know, resumes need to be written in context of what you're trying to go for. So anybody that just says, I'm going to write you a great resume that'll get you any job for this many thousands of dollars, and there's tons of them out there that do that, in my opinion, it's totally unethical. It's wrong, because that resume will not perform. And it's actually just, it's no fault of their own. They don't know how it's going to perform because they're not looking at jobs, you know? And so when I do resume writing, I do it very intimately with a client over a couple of sessions. You know, let's keep looking at things together. Let's process this. I offer a couple of options of, you know, I'll write your resume for you, but in my opinion, the better way to do this, you know, teaching someone to fish kind of thing here is, you know, showing that job scan website, because it's not that hard. you know, I always want to just show somebody else, look, I'll help you write your resume and get a good foundation going. But honestly, rather than me, you know, and this is what a resume writer would do, by the way, is rather than charge you a bunch of money to just go in there and change a couple of words, JobScan is going to show you that it really is that easy. It's not that hard to do once you get the update there. I know resume writing is such an awkward thing. I mean, it's hard for me to write my own resume, but I would be very, you know, very cautious when you look for resume writers, because there are a lot out there that purely just do this, by the way, with no qualifications, and, you know, and they don't even know how well it's going to perform. So, you know, you want to be mindful of those things. And I would even say, again, check out JobScan, because they have lots of templates on there. I mean, I help people write resumes, but depending on what you're trying to accomplish, you know, you may not need to go there immediately. And so I don't say that to belittle or say all resume writers or anything is a bad thing. But, you know, it's just one of those things to be aware of, just like when we look at recruiters or people that say, pay me this much money and I'll give you a job. You know, it's complicated. And I would want to make sure that, and I'll end on this. I think there are the best people out there doing those services that are totally ethical and you can trust them. But I also think that there are some sharks in those areas. There's some, you know, so there's some predatory people out there that realize, you know, the value of helping somebody with their job and when people are stuck and they need help. And, you know, and I think they, whether they do it consciously or unconsciously, I think they kind of take advantage of that process. So, you know, rewriting your resume is so important, but, you know, look at it, go through it at a pace. And if you are going to hire somebody, I'd explore, get a couple different offers, you know, explore and kind of get a vibe from different people of how they do what they do. And now that I've talked to you about applicant tracking systems and you know all about that, you know, mention that to the resume writer, because they should know about that. If they don't know about that, then you don't have a good resume writer.
Okay. And I know you have to go, so I'm going to leave you with these two questions, and then maybe if you decide to come back or you want to maybe write something that I can post. And then what that is, how important is the cover letter? That's one. And the other thing, what are the best job sites to look for jobs? And I'm just going to leave that because I know you have to go. I know that's awful. But,
oh, yeah, no
you know,
worries.
There's a lot we could talk about, but thank you so much for at least getting us started with that. And just let me know when you're available to come back and maybe we can, you know, do a part two. Really appreciate
your
time.
So, always my pleasure. Yeah. I'll send you a message and we'll work it out and your listeners can look forward to that. We'll definitely cover those topics as well in the near future.
Okay. We appreciate that. Be well and be safe. Be blessed.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye.
So, that's your 2021 game plan for your career. At least that gets us started. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. By the way, if you're listening and you have a job to offer, or if you are out of a job and you want to up yourself, I'm going to give you that time during our next half hour. The number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been two decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the art with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we want to, again, thank Chad Brown, career counselor. I have his information posted on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, along with some links that he talked about and some other links that I found with regards to career advice. And one of them he talked about was JobScan, and the other was Strategizer. Those are both posted on the G's Power Hour Facebook page right now. So you can go there after the show and take a look. In the meantime, if you are someone, by the way, that has a job that you want to pitch to try to get someone to fill, go ahead and give us a call. The number is 516-387-1944. Also, if you are a person that is looking right now, because we know there's a lot of people looking right now, the same number applies. Put yourself out there. You can't hurt. The number is 516-387-1944. At least I hope it doesn't hurt. Anyway, and like I said, want to definitely get Chad back on at some point because we want to talk about the cover letter and how important is it, especially since we do a lot of stuff via email and so or via social media. So I want to talk to him about that. Also, if some of you, like me, lucky enough to get a part-time temporary job, my curiosity is if you decide you want to stay in that temporary job and make it permanent, how do you market yourself to be invited back on a permanent basis, you know, if positions are there, you know, like maybe a lot of people out there, but just very few positions to go to when it's done. So we're going to ask him about that too. In the meantime, I just happened upon an interesting article that I'm going to post also from Harvard Business Review. This is back from back last month, and it says, "Will your activism clash with your career?" I know it has at mine in the past, depending, but you know, there's different ways to handle that, I guess. But the summary on this article: as much as we want to dedicate ourselves fully to the causes that we're passionate about, it's not always possible. Isaias Hernandez, an environmental educator and creator of Queer Brown Vegan, knows this feeling, and we talked with Isaias about why he built QBV and how he's been able how he's been able to balance activism, employment, and his plans for the future. So that is that's an interesting article, and I will gladly put that up because I know sometimes you're in positions with your job and something comes up and it's bothering you. It weighs on your conscience. It just aggravates your soul, and sometimes you want to speak out. Can you do it? Is your workplace a safe environment in which you can speak out about the things that you're passionate about, the things that mean a lot to you, the things that bother your conscience, you know, the things that you have to make a decision about, the things like my mom used to tell me, can you wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and feel okay about it? And my mom was good about that. So that's one thing to look at. Anyway, like I said, if you have a career to pitch, you have a question, you have something that you want to voice about the career path that you might want to go on for 2021, the number is 516-387-1944. Anyway, like I said, there were some other links that I found that might help. There's something, especially if you are just coming out of college, there was a site called educationplanner.org that I found about getting started on the path to career success. It says the working world may seem like a long way off, but it's never too early to plan for your goals. And this takes me back to thinking about some of our innovators this year have been really young people that all they really wanted to do is to help other people who may have lost their jobs or were looking for the next meal or something and needed just some sort of help and wasn't getting it through the proper channels. We had a lot of young people this year doing things from selling lemonade to making stuff and selling it, you know, themselves, and actually became entrepreneurs themselves.
So it's never, like I said in this article, it's never too early. So that's educationplanner.org. That's one of the articles I found, or links I found. Careerplanner.com is another one that I found that does free personality tests. So, and some, I guess something similar to what Chad was talking about, career tests, career advice and direction, personality tests, and self-awareness. So now be careful because they talk about products and services. You know, just read thoroughly before you go investing in something, especially right now. If your money is tight, you don't want to be paying for, like Chad said, maybe possibly overpriced resumes by people that aren't experienced. So whatever the product or service is out there, be careful about that. Another site was careersolutionsjobs.org. And like I said, I'm posting this on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. And it has just different, I guess, lists of different types of jobs on there. One of the job sites that I found that is very interesting is Indeed. I don't know how many of you all have looked at Indeed. But there's usually some very interesting job sites on Indeed. Career Builder was one of those I used to go to in the past, and that might have some sites on there. And I'm going to, like I said, post these on the G's Power Hour Facebook page for you. Let's see here. Let's go to Strategizer. I want to see what Chad was talking about. It talks about testing business ideas, building invincible companies, and then they have, I guess, where you could train their leading companies around the world, trust us to help them create new growth. And then it says also smaller companies can take our online courses, use our web app, or download free resources, and they have a place where you can sign up for free. You know, I'm always about starting out with taking advantage of what's being offered for free first, but, you know, scrutinize and make sure it's right. It also has a list of just a variety of best-selling books. If you're trying to, you know, launch your business or make headway in the business that you're in, that's a good place to go. So, you know, that's part of what Strategizer is about on there. And then let me see, I was trying to find the other one he talked about, job scan. Also, before I go to that, here's a site called NCDA, National Career Development Association. And on NCDA, they have a list of internet sites for career planning. Also, it has things about self-assessment, occupational information. It has where you can go for, I guess, look at employment trends and education topics. And then it also has where you can do a job search on there. There's a variety of things on that. So that's ncda.org. National Career Development Association. So that might be a good place to look. We know that a lot of people right now are struggling just things are changing. And that's why I really want, you know, help everybody get on track for 2021, at least to have something to go in with. We know we stray. We do. That just happens. We know this by virtue of the New Year's resolution that we do every year. But at least you need to have something and maybe put it in writing. Just like, you know, they tell you you should have a business plan, and it doesn't necessarily have to be formal, or I forget what it's called. I want to say a memory board, but it's not a memory board. It's a vision board. If you have some place in your house or you have a home office, this might be a good time to get started on creating that vision board in terms of where you see your life in 2021. And not just the career. You need to do a category for career.
But you also need to do a category for your health. You need to do a category for your relationships. You need to do a category for your wealth. You need to do a category for your spirituality. You need to do a category for giving back to the community. Because, I mean, I know we don't think about it. You know, we don't realize how much the community gives to us. But we do get a lot. We just need to make sure that we do our part. We do our turn in terms of giving back, in terms of pulling someone else up and remembering that someone helped us, whether or not it was blatant or it was subtle. But we need to remember that. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and cut the show early today. Tomorrow on G's Power Hour, we have Paul Z. Shelton and possibly some others to talk about the 2021 G's Power Hour financial game plan for 2021. So that's tomorrow. Monday we have Jabir. We're going to talk about, do a portion of, I guess, a housing game plan, the mortgage, talk about the mortgage, getting ready to take on a mortgage or clean up your mortgage for 2021. That's coming up. Wellness Wednesday is next Wednesday. And our helpful handyman, John Robinson, will be back on with us next Friday to talk about getting your house in order for 2021, literally. Okay, so this has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for your time today. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.